Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Nice having you tuned in here today with Mary and me. And a reminder, if you ever want to connect with us anytime, just tweet us at RM World Travel. We can answer that during the show and get back to you. Or email us from the Contact Us tab of our website, and that's rmworldtravel.com. Before we reconnect with show friend Philippe Brown over in London, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Holland America Line. For over 140 years now, Holland America, they've been a recognized leader in cruising, taking travelers to an array of destinations around the globe. If you're looking for some of the most spacious and comfortable ships at sea, award-winning service, five-star dining, extensive activities and enrichment programs, plus diverse worldwide itineraries, Holland America is your cruise line. With their fleet of 15 modern ships, offering over 500 sailings annually, they visit all seven continents in both popular and less traveled ports. Visit hollandamerica.com for deals, destinations, and planning, or check them out at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Brown & Hudson is a London-based bespoke travel company who has a team of travel experts that will craft highly personalized travel experiences for you based on your needs, interests, and goals. If you're a regular listener, then you know that Brown & Hudson's CEO, Philippe Brown, has joined us in the past to talk more specifically about what they do. But today, we invited him back to discuss another travel adventure they've designed called The Great Game.
Nice to reconnect with you, Philippe. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always lovely to be here.
It's always nice to have you on the show. And I have to say, with 1/6 of 2018 essentially over in just a few days, we hope that you're off to a good start for the year.
Yeah, everything's looking good here. And we're always generating ideas that keep us very excited and optimistic for the future.
Well, that's why we like to have you on the show, because you are definitely very optimistic with travel. So I got to ask you this. You know, in our past discussions, you know, we've delved into your company where you design highly personalized trips that come together after many conversations and a lot of thought about what each traveler wants to experience or achieve. But today, you know, we want to hear about this unique way that you have to go experience something else. And you're offering travelers a game called The Great Game. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Great Game came out of a conversation with a client. And basically, the point is, adults don't play enough. And through play, there are huge benefits to be derived. And so the question that came from the client was, my kids don't want to travel anymore. Where can we take them? They're of an age where they kind of want to stay at home and just play on their computers. Where do we take them? And so we said, well, you know, maybe it's not so much where you take them, but how you travel. Let's look at how you could travel differently. And we realized that the kids loved computer games. And so we analyzed why these games were so compelling and so engaging and so addictive. And we said, this is simple. We could take your family anywhere. Let's turn the trip into a game. And that way, your kids and you all will interact with the place differently. You'll interact peripherally. And your minds will be alert and you'll be playing. And that's how we solved their problem and how the idea for The Great Game came about.
Very interesting. So basically, you're using technology as a tool and as part of the experience. Philippe, we don't have a lot of time here, but I would love for you to share an example of a game that someone took and give us a few highlights of how it played out.
Absolutely. So it always comes back to what the clients are looking for, how they want to feel at the end of the trip, what they're looking for. So in one particular game we created, the family wanted to spend a couple of hours each evening getting together before supper and playing. So a board was involved. And then depending on what happened when they moved their piece around the board, it influenced what happened the next day. So if they landed on a certain square, it would mean that a helicopter would arrive to take them to an incredible desert camp. If they landed on another, then they would be going to do zip lining or learn a particular local skill. Now, clearly, all the content of the game was conceived in partnership with the family to achieve their needs. So if one family is all about learning a new language because that's important to them as a family or for the kids, then that's what we do. If it's all about becoming more comfortable engaging with strangers in a foreign country, then that's what we do. We ensure that things that happen are connected to people or that are connected to language.
Well, this is a game. I like this game.
Yeah, so you have these conversations with these families about what's important to them, and then you design the game based on what they want to get out of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the client is king. I think traditionally, travel providers have been focused on what they know best, which is destinations. But we believe that the future is the destination is in the client. You just have to ask the right questions, dig in, and then how they travel and where they travel will appear to you.
Okay, so fascinating. So we know you've been in the travel business for many years, and there are always trends and new ways to engage travelers that people are talking about. But you work in luxury experiential travel. I find this whole thing fascinating that you've put together. I would like to know if you see this as a trend, or maybe what are some other trends that you're seeing that you think are going to stick for a while?
I think people are starting to think beyond the destination. People are increasingly well-traveled, and they kind of think, well, we'd like to go back to Amalfi, but how could you do it differently? So maybe people are going down a culinary experiential route, or maybe they're brave enough to say, you know what, for 16 years with the kids and our friends we always travel with, we've kind of done the same thing. Mm. So increasingly we see people challenging what they've always done. I mean, there's that famous quote by Henry Ford, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And,
right.
And so people increasingly are saying, so how could we do this differently and why?
We find that. I mean, I think anybody in the travel world, you go so many places, you know, and you do the same thing over and over again. And we're always looking for that different flavor as we're trying to say, okay, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. But, you know, I want to get back to the great game, Philippe. And,
yeah.
You know, how has the response been to it? And what are guests saying when they return? Because I love the idea that you have all these things, these options ready to go, just depending on where you land on the board.
Families are generally puzzled as to how we can have all these permutations available depending on what they do.
I would agree.
And that's,
yeah.
And that's magic. We can't tell you how that works.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay.
but budget helps a great deal, but then creativity and understanding, working with great games designers, because we involve specialists in the arts, working with them to think about the outcomes and how things work is key. And the response has been really interesting. People have said, you know what? You've created a bigger problem for us because now our kids, our family, doesn't want to travel in any other way because it's just fun.
Because you continue to raise the bar and you say, okay, listen, I've gone to, as you just used, Amalfi, wherever it is, doesn't really matter. And, okay, we went and experienced it this way, but now next time we have to do it again. And you certainly are up in the game for your team to make sure they stay sharp.
Yeah, and that's fun for us. I mean, the whole escape room thing is on trend. That wasn't
yes.
the inspiration for this idea. But people do that. Grown-ups do that, and they have a huge amount of fun, and the adrenaline's pumping. And so a similar thing is happening here, but it's in a faraway country over, you know, probably a minimum of 7 days to make it interesting. And there are big educational benefits. That's the key.
Now, I realize that, as you just said, that budget is key, and we're not going to hold you to this because it depends on what people want and the costs involved. But really, if somebody's listening around the country right now, you know, we're almost on 400-some-odd stations around the U.S. that are hearing you. What is an approximate budget that they should at least be comfortable with for something like this?
Probably something in the region of $15,000 to $25,000 per person.
Okay.
Simply because of all the logistics that are generally involved.
Sure.
Now, again, that kind of comes back to what they're looking to achieve. If they said, look, we'd love to try this for 3 days, then we'd discuss it and explain things. But that sort of figure would probably be a
okay. What's included in that, roughly? I mean, are accommodations and meals, is all of that included in that?
Absolutely,
yeah. So it's
yeah.
a full package.
And if people say to us, you know, we always love to take care of our meals on our own, then, mm-hmm. then we respect that. It is all about the client. That's our belief in all of the concepts that we come up with.
All right, but when you just mentioned what's included in the journey, but somebody's obviously going to call you. How long does it take to develop something like this? I mean, what does your team require?
The longer the better, because then our creative process can be stretched out. We can think of stuff, let it sit, see how it works. The shortest time scale we've had was actually a month. And that was an incredible great game in Rajasthan. But again, it all starts with questions to the client, exploring what they want to get out of it, how they want to feel at the end of it, and then building it. But yeah, a month to longer is ideal.
And when they're on the trip or when they're out there actually living the game, do mm-hmm. they always have a point of contact in the event something goes awry and they need to go to plan B or C?
Well, that's a really interesting point because there is actually a guardian. And they're someone that is going to kind of, like in an escape room, they kind of guide you through. And if you're not getting one of the clues or one of the challenges, for example, you know, someone's just given you a card with a number 3 on it. If you're not working out the clues as you go, then they'll guide you and help you. Because ultimately, it's not, you know, crazy Bear Grylls type challenge,
sure.
life and death challenge. It's It's meant to be fun, and you're meant to progress. And so we have a guardian who helps.
Well, Philippe, listen, it was very nice to reconnect with you today. You're always doing something interesting, which mm-hmm. that's why we love having you on. So thanks for spending some time with us. And, folks, if you want more info, just go to Brown and Hudson, spell out the word and, brownandhudson.com, and click on Big Thinking. Philippe, have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Philippe. Take care.
Very interesting way to travel.
The great game.
Yeah, the great game. Go check it out, folks, again. And on that note, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break as we link in Rudy for our next segment. But Mary and I will be back with you towards the end of the hour to talk about new travel advisories from the U.S. State Department. So stay right where you are. Your RM World Travel connection is back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.